The fire killed 56-year-old Harburg Paul of Kipnuk on July 4th. The fatality triggered a state investigation by the fire marshal's office. Dane Wisen is a deputy fire marshal for the state. He says the pieces are still coming together.
We still need to interview several people that were on the fishing vessel at the time of the fire. And due to significant injuries and the loss of a loved one, I haven't been able to speak with those folks yet. They're a big piece of the puzzle since they were actually on the fishing vessel at the time of the fire. So their insight into what may have happened is absolutely imperative.
The Pauline II, a 32-foot gillnetter, was moored at the AGS Seafoods dock on the early morning of July 4th. Nearby fishermen noticed flames coming out of the boat and rushed to help the men. Fishermen and cannery workers put out the fire and kept the flames from spreading to boats docked next to the vessel. They pulled Joey Paul and Paul Paul out, who suffered burns in the fire. They were further burned as they went back to the boat to try and pull out their brother. They were medevaced to the burn unit at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. On Tuesday, they were at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. Once Wisen can speak with the brothers, investigators can delve further into the actual cause of the fire.
We'll be looking at any type of ignition sources that may have been in the boat at the time of the fire. Obviously, we need to rule out the possibility of any stoves or smoking in bed or something coming from the engine compartment or things of that nature. But at this time, we just don't have a definitive source that may have started it.
The Coast Guard is conducting a marine casualty investigation. It could take a year before that report is finalized. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.